Good morning, good evening, hello, welcome to WLF today. It seems like it's been a really long time since we talked last time here, and very likely because timelines have been shifting tremendously, or at least for me, I'm sure for you as well. And so, hello everybody. And I even was meeting one of you, Kim, who lives here in the area on the street. Was it yesterday or the day before? And we didn't even recognize each other because I guess we were different dimensions. So it was kind of funny. So anyway, welcoming everybody coming on today. So let's first let's come into this present moment. Let's do that and just sit. Just really, again, allowing ourselves to go beyond old timelines and come in from a place of that, of the self, of that absolute perfection, that divinity, that zero point, and come from that place when we speak and meet in a moment. Let's first find that ground of being. So we want to ground ourselves into the core, into that freedom. And you might take a deep breath in and then breathe out. You allow every thought, every feeling, every sensation to be just as is without having to change it, having to touch it. In fact, consciousness doesn't move, but it actually just is. We just don't put any propulsion to move at all. We're just falling back into just being. So when we do that, the soul that has power, and this is the module of power, the soul has power and the soul can do things. It can move. It can create. It can co-create. The soul is just for a moment, consciousness that you are, is not doing anything. It's allowing itself to be awakened to what it really is, or in human terms, to recognize its true nature and its source. So we call that the alignment in healing terms. When the soul is not going out on its own, but basically staying home, aligned, and turning back to its original essence, its original nature. Just doing nothing and less than nothing. And less than nothing, and even less than that, really nothing to do. So we stop doing and there's nothing to do, then we're going to notice subtler doing. And the subtler doing is loving oneself, finding light, illuminating, radiating, experiencing peace. So there's very subtle doings that happen, that are happening in your spiritual being. And if you allow yourself not to even touch that, or if it's something that you've never experienced, allow yourself to really fall into that illumination, into the silence, into the emptiness, whatever there is right now. So we really don't abide anywhere, neither here nor there. We don't touch anything. Anything we can perceive on the subtlest, we don't even touch that. The further away we basically move, the less we touch, the less it seems real, and the less it's personal. Just like somebody who's right now walking on a sandy, warm beach in a warm country, we have no relationship to that right now because we're not being touched by it. Our body is not experiencing that right now. We don't hear the sounds of the ocean or feel the temperature. So our attention isn't there. So it's not real. And the same thing is true with everything that is our story in our life. When we just allow ourselves to just be, and we just drop into our essence, then our life becomes more unreal. And who we are becomes more real. So it's another way of saying we're exchanging the foreground with the background. We allow ourselves this life and this polarized experience of life. We allow ourselves to move further away from it or in relationship to it by not touching it, by not being fascinated, by not engaging. Just once or twice a day, we just let it all be. And by not touching it for a while, we become aware that we're something different. And that this experience of our life is actually not as real as it appears. Just like it's not real to us to walk on sand right now with warm air around us. Maybe some of you right now do that, but I'm not sure. At least here it's cold and rainy. And I don't have that experience. So I think you know what I mean. So we live in a time where this detachment in the classical sense, detachment to the sensations and experiences is being promoted. A lot of things happen and are being presented that cause a tremendous amount of suffering. So we are forced to actually move into that spiritual state of just beingness. And then we discover lots of magical things, which is what makes us humans so amazing. And we discover our divinity and the divine functions. And then we even let that go as well, and we move into full liberation from all concepts of human and God. And then we are able to step back into time, because that's what happens. It all exists at the same time. And then we have a masterful experience of life, or we call it an enlightened experience of life, a self-realized experience of life. So I have a question. Before I answer Davy's question, let me see here where I put that. I'll probably have to find it. Before I answer her question, and also you have your hands up, just a little update. you know what's going on here. It's raining very hard, but we're not in danger so far. The lake is okay, and the river has been pumped out or lower, and the lake is going up a little bit, but I'm not concerned about that. It is raining a lot. It's more like in the Chilliwack River, and it's like just, you know, a few kilometers away. It looks like that rain, that river will be exceeding the banks on Monday, because it's raining actually quite hard. And yeah, so there'll be a little bit less rain tomorrow and then more rain. And so this is definitely a difficult time for British Columbia. And I'm, you know, I participate by, you know, using very little water. There was this week where I didn't wash my hair and cat wash and all that. So we basically are definitely participating, or I'm participating in that way, but I'm also looking at it in very many spiritual ways, you know, how water is life, and water carries love or anger. And so it's almost like the heavens sending love down, but of course manipulated, so then it's emotional and destructive. And I, you know, do my part of being with it and seeing it differently, that there is love also in water and we can transform it. And we are in a healing state right now in British Columbia, where, like in many other places, I mean, the East Coast is also affected of Canada, which is brilliant in some way, because it will wake up people to maybe what's really going on. So, and that's that. I found Davy's question here. What did she say? I'm not able to join the call, so Davy, you're listening on replay, okay? And she's asking a question about loving oneself. And that's something that I know is tricky. I struggled with that a long time ago. I tried to fix Davy in the beginning, she says, before WS, to make the story better, to make Davies better. Now when I hear someone saying, I love myself, I feel kind of off, because I know there's only one, not two. However, when I reflect on the thing I did or still do, it was not loving toward myself at all. And I want to make it better. Am I getting lost in the mind again? Should I just let it be, focus on waking up? Or should I do something different to make Davy the story better? If I don't do it, I feel like I'm not being true to myself. I feel like I get caught up in between. Again, one day I was talking to someone about this topic, loving myself, and this person said, forget it, you can never love yourself because you are love. Yes, I understand it, but it's not real to me. I hear this many times, it's still not real. Would you please speak on it? So, a brilliant question, because it is kind of, when you hear this, it's like a normal person would say, well, this sounds kind of crazy, like what, you know, mind twister. The thing is, there are stages where you're at. Where is your identification? At what point are you? If you are in the, heavy in the ego, being kind to how you think of yourself and making that better is good. That means loving yourself, being kinder, not you know. Then you maybe go a step further and you're in the fourth paradigm and you actually reframe your whole story and you just begin to see yourself differently. That will be a form of loving yourself. You're realizing you are transformationally, you're able to transform yourself. So you don't have to improve, you know, you don't have to put sugar onto, you know, the ego, but you can actually transform it. It can expand, it can see things differently, and then also experience yourself differently. And when you come to a place where you're just here, and then you are realizing that loving yourself is kind of weird because you're just here. Just by being here, you are love, you could say that. But when you're here, you're also engaging in the world and with people around you. And there are mechanisms in the body or patterns and habits that you are also being with. You can actually make decisions and master them and respond differently. Let's say you have a habit of, I don't know, leaving your clothes around or something. You could just improve that, because your who you are, the here-ness, is slowly beginning to expand into the world around you. It's all becoming you. So then you're not doing this internally changing yourself and making yourself better, but you're beginning to externally improve things. And it's all part of the impeccability of basically beautifying your life and not losing energy. Because if you have your clothes lying around, it's not because it's judgmentally the wrong thing to do, but it's actually not impeccable. It's like there is a law in nature. Like I always say, trees are mainly green, and they give us oxygen, most of them. There is laws, and clothes are things that that don't belong on the floor. Now, everything is what you will call that relation. What's coming the word today of it? It's how you see things in relation. When I was in Barbados, or it wasn't Tobago, I can't remember, like in the Caribbean, you know, there was no closet. There were nails on the wall. And then I hung my things on nails. And I was to be tidy in that kind of living arrangement that I was experiencing. So it depends where you are. Maybe you live in a country where things are stacked on the floor. That's different. But we kind of intuitively know if we have a closet, that's the wrong place. So it is putting things into the correct place, aligning things and beautifying and not wasting energy and creating chaos and messiness. So that's all part of an expression of love. Love is when we love somebody, there's a radiance and a shine and a happiness, and we look more beautiful. So there's usually when we love somebody, it's not that we get more ugly and get more sick. So it's really the other way around. And so, yeah, later on, we don't do the process internally, but we actually include the world around us in a very practical way. So loving yourself depends where you're at. Where's your identification? So if you feel kind of weird about it, it becomes a mind twister, then you don't need to do it. Love yourself more. In your particular situation, Devi, it means to just not dwell on things that you've done in the past. And right now, here to just relax and breathe and just give yourself some slack. That would be a form of love. What else can I say here? Maybe I'll just turn here. And if you have more questions for me also, I know Louise asked me to kind of give you an update. Just, I don't know what else to say. Maybe it'll come to me, or you maybe engage me in a conversation and I'll say more. I want to unmute Shelley. And Shelley, hi. You are.
Hey,
Rakshat. Hey.
Hey, I'll try to be quick. Man, what you just said in the beginning of the call, the experiences I've been having and what's been happening over these last 2 months, especially when it comes to time, we touched on it briefly before, but it's like I will look at the clock, it'll be 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm like, where in the world did the day go? I feel like I just got up. Can't keep track of days anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I shared this with you, but I had a dream where I was flying again. I was a flight attendant on the van with all my flying partners going to the hotel like we'd always do. I walk into the hotel, and all my crew members there are getting ready to go back to the airport. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? We just got here. And they're like, no, we didn't. The layover's over. Where have you been? We're heading back to the flight. So I had lost literally a whole day. And I was so confused because I'm like, I don't get it. I just got off the plane. I was so confused. I'm like, there was some type of a shift. Now, I get my information in waves. I think I've told you this. I'll go 3 or 4 months, nothing, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's a veil that's lifted or just information that comes in, the truth, the wisdom, whatever. And it's what you've been saying, you know, over and over again all these years. There's no planning. There's no doing. It's literally just getting up and going where the feet go. And what I'm seeing is all the programming. Because there are days, like I've had a migraine for 3 days. Doesn't matter. I mean, I can sit with it, be with it, not touch it. Every technique, it's still there. And it's so it's not a doing, like you said, it's a being. But I feel like things are shifting so much that the body is struggling to catch up, or it's the body, like parts of the ego just starting to die off. But I'll catch the programming of, because I'm listening to the body. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, and what I heard, this is what you were touching on. It was just clear as day. I kept hearing, focus on the light on everything. Focus on, find the light in everything. Find the light in the darkness. And they were showing me, I was like getting images of you're in the dark and all of a sudden you see the light, and you're in the light and you can see the dark. And they were showing me as to where you put your attention is what you're drawing towards you. And so waves of that information was coming in. And but like, I'll, there are days where I won't do anything on the house. I might paint for hours. I'll get the headache and just come sit down. And 3 hours later, I get up and you get that, you got to do, you got to do, you got to clean, you got to do this. And I would just catch the programming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, because I'm doing, and you've showed me, not, you don't touch anything. And you do, you pull into your core. It's almost like I'm a snail who goes into her shell. But with this headache, when the pain is so intense,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm having trouble with, is going into that deeper, still not, because I'm trying not to touch it, but it's so intense.
Well, when you have intensity, you're in a mm-hmm. tantric situation, right? So you can't mm-hmm. just get away from it. Yeah. And
you go into it.
Yeah. And then as you move towards it, you basically have a story and you have a sensation, pain, bad, strong, too much. The closer you come to mm-hmm. it, you become the pain. When you and the pain, there's no separation anymore, then there's actually no experience. You die into the pain and there is nobody, your mind has blended with it. You see?
Yeah, I see the difference now. Whatever you just said, I've never gotten the concept. I get it intellectually, merge mm-hmm. it, become it. But whatever you just said, it was the reverse of pulling in. I don't have to explain it. You know that. It's just a knowing now where mm-hmm. I can, almost an expansion of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's, yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, because pain in itself is a contraction in consciousness, and as you go
yes.
closer to it, it's like a microscope, right? The picture starts to change, but it still becomes more scary, and we are going towards the pain because we believe there's pain. We're in a polarity, we're in a duality to that spot within ourselves. We make kind of inner mm-hmm. gymnastic. You know these people in the circus, these women that look like snake women and can bend in all directions? We bend mm-hmm. ourselves in really funny ways. And that causes a lot of pain and consciousness, right? And so we basically need to become, in essence, what we're really doing is become conscious of how distorted we are. As we got closer to it, what really happens is the concept of that there's pain separate in my body. That's a story. There's no separation, right? There's just oneness. As we go closer, we break away from that concept of duality. And then we have a moment by accident to realize how distorted we are. And that moment, the pain disappears because we let go and we straighten ourselves out.
Yeah, and what I just got with that, Arachima, is it was still a me trying to do something, to be going
yeah.
to the pain, and you can't do that. And that's
no, you
where
can't.
Whatever it is, that's always that issue with me, and you just, now I get it.
Okay, let me,
now
yeah,
I
no,
get
you
it.
You are getting it, because, and this is very, very, very subtle for people here the first year, just even like, don't worry to understand this, mm-hmm. is that you have three portals and you were
mm-hmm.
trying to do this with your lower portal. And
mm-hmm.
you actually needed to do this just purely in awareness, no doing, but pure awareness. Or the heart
yes.
that can work at times too. Depends. But for you in that moment, because you have
mm-hmm.
a tendency to be a hard worker, so your lower portal will always be so engaged. But in that moment, it's like
mm-hmm.
you were holding your own hand, trying to let go of your own hand. It just didn't work.
Yes. Yeah. And it was, like you said, this wasn't even the heart. This was just whatever you transmitted gave me the clarity and the awareness.
Oh, that's the most important thing.
Showed me what I was doing. Yeah.
So good.
God, it's like you said, it's so subtle. It's so flipping subtle. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is why.
Wow.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for returning to WS, because as you move forward,
mm-hmm.
I can't really talk about it. It's really just pure transmission at this
mm-hmm.
point, right? I mean, it's always there in the beginning,
yeah.
but it's not being detected by a new student. But as we go further along, you're
yeah.
going to notice that the MP3s, everything that's around it is the loud noise, you know, but there's the subtleties
mm-hmm.
inside that we can't put into words.
Yeah, this was awesome. Is it?
Great.
Can we just sit for a sec? Is that okay?
So what's happening with the
Thank
pain?
You.
Is it still there or is it gone now?
No, since actually it started to dissipate when you did sit with me. It wasn't fully gone. And then when you were talking about it, it actually got really intense. Mm. And then whenever the transmission came in, it's like a tiny, tiny, tiny little trickle, if you want to use the word trickle.
Yep. Okay. It's okay. Let's just forget about it. Just be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a deeper experience of being stuck, but it's not true. So it's not true. Mm-hmm. You might not notice it, but there's more space ahead. That's the best way to put it.
No, I can feel it.
Okay.
It's the awareness right now. It's like it's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Vast is the word I'm using.
Yeah, you were at a threshold and you didn't know how to get past it, but you can see it now. Yeah, good, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right. Huge. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, this is Sally. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Aratima.
Hey.
I have a question, and then I'd like to sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand about timelines. I understand intellectually, you know, that you can change maybe from one to another, but I don't get it.
Okay, no.
Is it experiential? Is it something that you have to experience?
You know, it's a modern word. I didn't hear that word 20, 30 years ago. No, not that was not in my circles. You know, but let me explain it this, and it'll make total sense. I mean, because we have the power to make decisions, we have free will. There are sort of potentials to basically when we bring more light to something, we have a different and nicer experience. So let's say if you had married somebody else, that potential timeline, you would maybe live in a different place, have different children, and have a different experience. But you chose this timeline that you now consider your life. You can also alter that. When we do spiritual work, we alter our timelines because our timeline is based, time is karma, right? So we have a certain karma. And when we begin to do spiritual work, we meditate, we breathe and all that, we basically change the density within us, and different, that vibrational being that we are then will bring forth a different potential reality. You can put it like that. So, and that is because we're living in time and space, we call them a timeline, but the line is the space. Just another word of having a different experience within duality. That's the way. But it becomes, because we live in a time where everything is physically changing, this word timeline becomes very real to us. It's almost like a physical experience where we can lift ourselves into a different reality, and it feels quite different then. Does that help?
It does. I can see it more as karma. If we bring light to something, and then that brings about a transformation, so we're in a different space, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. I think timeline is just a modern word. Like, it's a different, more technical way of thinking about this, where karma comes from a, you know, more religious background, where, you know, Hinduism, some people don't want to use that, or Buddhism and Hinduism use karma and dharma, but really it's the same thing. Just one has a religious connotation, the other has more of a technical connotation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's much better. It's much clearer now. I was really struggling with that. Timeline, I can't really. You go to a different timeline, you got to come back here, right? And it just didn't.
Well, you know, the way I learned it is I would listen to people and would kind of really read into them. What are they saying? What is that that they're saying something? And I go, you basically really read the person of what they mean, and I realize that's what it means. So, you know.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm much better now.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I just wanted to sit with you. Oh,
okay.
I do have.
Yeah.
Yes, there was something, but I don't want to take too much time.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when I meditate, mm-hmm. I don't have any thought, but I get fragments of thoughts instead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not a complete thought, but it's a fragment.
That's just okay. Yeah, because it's so, the vibration is then so high and you're so expanded that it's not forming properly. It's just like, and then it's just falling away again. So the pull inward is stronger. To, you know, exiting the mind is stronger than kind of going in there and going with the flow of the mind. So that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It could be also, things from the body, because the body's thinking, right? Body's mind could be just bubbling up and clearing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's sit for a moment. Okay, good. Thanks, Sally. Thank you. I have Mari here. Hi, Mari. Hey,
hello, Arafi Ma. Thank you.
Hi there.
Me.
Yeah. Hi there.
I don't usually ask for help with a physical ailment, but I have ear problems.
Oh, you have hearing problems?
I've had ear. Yeah, no, well, my actual ears, I can kind of hear well enough, but I have ear eczema in my right ear. I've had for years.
Can you hear
me?
Is this a hearing issue? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear. I can hear pretty well.
Okay.
My left ear is completely blocked. I went for a hearing test and I couldn't do one because it said it's completely blocked.
You know, we're not going to do clearing and healing here. We're going to just kind of wake up out of the who is having this experience, who is this consciousness that is, you know, you understand that, right? So do you have a question around how to be with that, or like what is troubling you? Tell me.
The biggest thing that's troubling me, I lie in bed in the morning and it's like my heart is in my left ear. You know, there's throb, 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 throb. It's not painful. It's this horrific throbbing.
Good. So remember did you hear what Shelley and I talked about? That when there's pain in the body or like how do we identify with that? How do we position ourselves to it? Is this like who's experiencing that? So when we can put our attention on the throbbing and then it's going to be. And then we have there's a little noise here. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. And then we can basically have, it's almost like an obsession. We can basically go there and then the mind says, oh, this is horrible. I need to get rid of it. And we are in a conversation with ourselves. We're kind of stuck, right? We're like totally glued into this problem. Now, let's do this. Let's kind of detach ourselves from what is the problem, but go to the suffering. There's something within you that's the suffering itself. We suffer, you know, from different things, but the suffering is the common denominator of everything. Can you find your suffering?
and well, I'm just being at the moment, very being.
Okay. So then so right now you're being? Okay. So in this being, being is a nice experience, correct?
Not really. I'm accepting, acceptance, forgiveness, just
okay.
Be here. All I can do at the moment.
Okay. Okay. Good. So, if you really fall into this, just being there, just being here right now. No words, no description. It's almost like you're just being here with me. I'm here too. We're all just being here. We're just being.
I felt that at the beginning of the call.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt we're all souls being here together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got through last year when the lockdown. I actually felt good. During the whole year, I felt we're all in this together, and
wonderful.
I do have that, but
that's wonderful. Can we? That's very beautiful. Do you think that you can grow deeper into beingness, become more aware of beingness itself, manifest being self even further? Is that possible?
Almost. At times, I feel I don't react quickly. In some ways, I feel I don't always respond to this life properly. And if I go into meditation or go into the gazing, etc., everything will disappear. Do you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
actually, no one comes to check, am I okay? You know?
Okay. So you're in this place where you're kind of struggling with the duality. You have this ability to go into and just be okay with everything, but not totally, because there's a thought that arises. Nobody cares, and I'm just all by myself. So now my invitation to you is to, you know, we are discerning what is false and what is true. Beingness and just being here is true. And these thoughts that arise, they're movements, waves in the ocean, right? They're waves in the mind. And allow them to be there because they're all so beautiful. But put your, it's like when you have stand on 2 feet and you put one weight a bit more on one of the, more weight on one foot than the other. So your weight and your attention should be more on just being here. And when you do this, and that's the important part, please listen carefully. These other things that are troubling you, they get absorbed into your beingness. They get healed and transformed into you. So you don't have to go out and worry about it, because that polarizes and splits you apart again. So just put your attention a bit more on just what you already can do to be fully clear and free and within yourself. And then when you come out, don't let the mind take over and go into worry and all this. You have to tell your mind, no, we're going to see things in a positive way. Everything is beautiful. Do you think you can do that?
I can surely give it a try.
Yeah, because that's, everybody's in a different stage, but that would be really helpful for you. Yeah, that would be really helpful. We really need this year, for the rest of the year, what we're going to do, Mari, is to really get a rein on that mind, to look through that negative lens, and to really, really, like I spoke earlier about Davy's question, how to love yourself more. To love yourself more means to really just be in what you already can do so well. Just you can be really just be here and let go. And you're very strong in that, so that's what you want to love more. Okay, let's sit together for a moment. I'll just be quiet. Okay. Great. Thanks. Thank you, Mari. Thank you.
Thank you, Rahima.
Thank you. Okay. So we have Antonia here. Antonia, it's your turn.
Hello, Rahima.
Hi.
I was meditating kind of hard, but I just wanted to send, I've been sending you so much love today. I feel very grateful, and my heart is just full of love, so full of love. And so this morning I was just feeling the gratitude for everything you have teach, for everything you have done for everybody in the group, and for everything, for everything. And I just wanted to sit with you, and of course, beautiful words, beautiful words at the beginning and right now with everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, your heart is opening even further. So yeah, just look.
Oh my goodness. I wanted to cry, but it's not because I just, because I feel so much love. I, for everybody, for everything, even the rain up there in your country, I even feel the love for the rain. Like you say, it's just, I don't see the fear. I just feel the love and the cleansing in it.
Yeah. Well, there is there's a stage when everything becomes love, right? And it goes deeper and deeper, and everything becomes love. And I remember this story actually from one of my teachers, and she said, and that's the place where many people get stuck, because you have to have to, at some point, we even go beyond the love. Can you imagine? We even detach from that. So, but first, you're going to have to fully experience it, like totally, without being without being ensnared by it either. So just stay continue to be just the same. You can enjoy it, but you are not being it in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Because you're having an experience of love. Can you tell? You're having the gratitude. It's all moving through you. These are very high, very high spiritual experiences. And but we don't stop there. Yeah? Okay.
I don't want to stop there.
No. I'm just setting the pathway.
I had the most beautiful experience with, I call my difficult son, and just pouring the love on them and their home. And I was with them on Thanksgiving. And after that, I've been feeling it so strong. And so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's sit here for a moment. Yes, let's do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the unfathomable depth of the universe, of eternity itself.
Yeah.
We're grounding ourselves into that. Beautiful. Thank you, Antonia.
Thank you very much, Anatina.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Okay, Louise. Hey, Louise.
Hi, Anatima. Thank you for the beautiful meditation at the beginning and the update. And I think I have... just one more question about that. So are roads and things open so that you guys can get deliveries, or what's that?
Yeah,
like?
The Highway 1 opened again, and the one that goes through Mission, it was temporarily sometimes closed at night, and I think it's mainly like things that are delivering things. So they're asking us not to kind of drive around with no reason, but I think the... the highway up to Hope, I think, is not open yet. I don't really drive there, but I'm not sure if that's open. And, of course, the main connection to the rest of Canada, that's all broken. So we're disconnected. And if you've seen the pictures, it's, you know, if you want to drive from, you know, like if Katya wants to drive here or Winona to BC, it's not going to be possible. Because it's all broken. It's really broken. And when you look at it, how it's broken, like especially, I think the Coquihalla, it looks like literally it's so sheared and clean that it doesn't look even natural. So we know that we needed to make sure that nothing gets out.
Okay.
And, but you know, the shelves and all this, there was like, you know, yesterday I was trying to get something. It wasn't there. But because we are on the land, I can always go to particular farms and get certain things. And, and then our little store with the yellow door on Pioneer, they closed down because the city said they were doing some renovations without a proper permit. So can you imagine?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's like the right time to do that, I guess. So anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's still an issue for you then.
Yeah, it is. And also gas, you know, I know they bring in, but I mean, last week there was limitations on, and I think limitations still exist. You can only get 30 gallons. I mean, I don't drive around that much, but and we're all kind of curbing our, and so, yeah, I'm not really concerned. I think that in the long run, we do have, all of us have to kind of think about growing something on the balcony or on the porch, because Taurus was eclipsed, you know, on that last, was it full moon? Yeah. And so this is going to be, Taurus is also the land and food, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think food issues will become more an issue everywhere. Yeah.
So next summer then, obviously we live in cold areas. Okay. So
that's right.
Continue.
Yeah. So in terms of what grows, I think, you know, it's not just the delivery. I think it's also the harvest that I think that will be affected as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we're going to look into a lot of changes. Yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, people that are, I don't know, you probably know this, Louise, that people that were stuck in Vancouver need to go back to Kelowna area. They had to drive through the United States, and they were allowed to drive through without even getting tested. I had to have, you know, the shot and all that stuff. They were allowed to just drive through and, you know, go back
home.
Well,
geez, I hope so. They're all coming in from Mexico. So.
I know, but wow, you know, it's like nothing makes sense, right? So, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. And I do have a question about, you know, I think you call the term like our soul's evolution or our soul's experience and, you know, this particular lifetime. So I guess I'm just wondering, right, if I'm just present, like, is there any need to be conscious of something, right? Like, sometimes, like, I have, a sense of something around, just, like, a sense of a different being in relationship, but there's no, how should I say this? Like, no, right, like there was in the past or even now, right, there's certain things I look up on the internet or a different skill, but there's no sense of looking something up. And sometimes, like, I'm just aware of different situations, even with strangers, that when I just happen to look back at it, I see that it's very different, right, than how I might have interacted or what might have unfolded in the past. So I guess I'm just wondering if you could just say more about, right, like our soul's evolution, and do we need to be conscious about it? Or like sometimes I might just sit with something or different ideas will come up. Is there more than that?
No, beautiful question. The soul evolves naturally when we are not having ego restraining it. It's like binding it in some way. So when you're free and you're not identifying with the sense of I, then your soul is just naturally evolving, and you have, and it's very beautiful that you then, the soul, there's a sort of a functional sense of I, that basically doesn't have the density that you had before, and it goes through life, and there's a lack of judgment to what the soul does, what it's interested in, and everything. So I'm a Gemini. I have a very active mind, like on a sun sign, right? And so I'm always learning, looking, and taking information in, and because it's a way of processing things that then I, you know, distribute out in my work. So what there's an absence of any kind of control there in terms of like, I should, I have to, that's not good, no judgment or nothing. In fact, when my attention rests on things, like you described, there is an effulgence of wisdom that bubbles up as well. So it's almost like when my mind, my lower mind, that rests on, let's say, some information or learns something, because the eye isn't blocking the connection to source, you could say, just to illustrate it. Basically, source energy basically then moves directly into the mind and embellishes it with more wisdom and light. And so I have this holographic multidimensional understanding of things. So, and that is what the soul does. It's like it's the soul is your vehicle of expressing and living in this physical reality, and it's a way for the divine to show up, and you could say you become your God self, and that's all beautiful. And in fact, there's an absence of all kinds of, you know, the way the ego originally was. It was limited, it was polarized, it was in competition, in comparison, it was sorting, it was making things good or bad. All that is not there, but every other beautiful function remains and becomes more intensified at times, actually.
That was really beautiful. I don't have a sense of like having to improve something or work on, right, for Louise,
that's right,
like I used to.
Yeah.
But I am aware, right, where things, however, I don't know what word to use, right, my personality, whatever it is, where, you know, something I would call, right, it's not a strength, it's a weakness. And it's interesting to see, like, sometimes, like, just how things unfold, like even on Thanksgiving Day with my family, like it's just totally different. It's in a way that played out that was to my strengths, where someone else took care of something that I would call a weakness.
Yeah, because let's see if I can say something to that. It's not that easy, because when you are, so there's this thing happening that I just described, and then what you sort of just mentioned is that your lower portal, like the physical form, is also evolving, and your physical, you remember your whole body, is a micro thing of the entire universe, so that is continuing to evolve, because like you look at nature, it's going through constant death, and it revolves, right? It gets born and dies. So we're having continuous experience of what I usually talked about as enlightenment. You're enlightening the physical world around you, and it's playing out in your physical body, and your mind, your awareness can track where you realize, oh, I could do this a little bit better. Because you're being informed, the wisdom aspect is coming through that is assisting or parenting the physical form. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think so. So then there's no effort or thinking about it on my part, but it's it's the body, the physical, it just happens. And then like sometimes I notice like, wow, how cool was that?
Yeah, that's right. But it could also come through your mind is a decision, saying, oh, I need to do this and this, and I should do this. But it's not like the heavy should or need. It's more like an impetus or quickening from source to realize and you make decisions to get up and or to sit down. There is some will involved. It's the divine will, I think. That basically, it's the best way to put it, that is basically moving the physical form, and that can can't feel like it's you as the soul, not you as the ego, but you as the soul is actively in, because you as a soul are keeping free will. The free will doesn't go away, but it's merged with divine will. And you know, talking about this is because it's so complex and it's so shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's no cut thing. You know, life is constantly like every moment's different and new. We're just trying to kind of quickly make a sketch of how this works.
Mm-hmm. And that is like more like even in like if I think about, I think is maybe not, but just kind of I guess contemplate, you know, being with another, a relationship, a dog or whatever it is, it's just that sense of just being fully present. And it's right, just like this letting go of everything, mm-hmm. right, that I learned or thought I knew or whatever. And in that moment, just everything unfolds perfectly and not judging, mm-hmm. even if it was any kind of a pleasant or unpleasant experience.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. okay, so there's nothing, right? So, because I don't, you know, like so many, you know, beautiful participants in the call, right, speak so emotionally and like magnificent experiences where, you know, it's not like that for me, but there's nothing different like I need to do with the heart or something. It's just this mm-hmm. is this life experience.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we do have a dominant constitution. And so it will come through for some people. It's also the way your soul is configured that it has to experience or God through you or God as you wants to experience life in a certain way. And it's a function that's needed. You living your life is also a contribution, a function over context for life to function at all. So you can't just say, oh, you know, maybe I should do it through my heart. Not that you would, but, you know, there is a certain people allocated to have that experience or that way of holding enlightenment and expressing enlightenment. And yet it's also extremely individual, right? This is what's so glorious
mm-hmm.
about each of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are so important and yet not on the egoic level, but yet we're so important on the big divine level. And this question probably is also arising for you. This is what I'm reading, Louise, is that the world is releasing really strongly right now the authoritative forces and religions and all that
mm-hmm.
that we got printed on. And so you become aware that all this should and whatever is falling away and you're so free. And you're so free to live life and experience. There's nothing bad about it. This,
mm-hmm.
this is, you know, it's all part of the what we did in the retreat of being truly sovereign. And so this is, you are feeling this deeper right now, seeing it deeper.
This was so awesome. I love you, Arata.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the conversation. It's great. Thank you. All right. Thank you. I'll mute you. Okay. We've got so many hands up now. I'm not sure if I can sit with everybody. So who's the next here? I got Katya here. Hi, Katya.
Hi, Arata. I just had experience where I was completely stuck in a dream, and it's the second time it happened, and it all started where at the beginning of the year I asked God to actually really show me how to truly love myself, so talking about love, so, and this is the second time I'm being stuck, and then something, actually it was one of you in MP3 that was first kind of woke me up from it, and then someone else said something, and it's like I woke up out of the dream, I was like, what am I doing? So it's kind of interesting, and obviously, in a way, I was hanging out in 3D, right, not being present and here. And as a reflection, I even have a little mouse in my house. So everything is being reflected. I brought it from the garage where we had some food. So anyway, and yeah, I know you said we might not have much time to sit, but that's what I really wanted to ask. But if not, that's okay too. We had a beautiful meditation at the beginning, so I really enjoyed it.
I'll just make it a little shorter. Let me just kind of for a moment just go be here. And just know that you're already free. you already are what you are. And putting everything into proper perspective, all the experiences in life. Great, thank you. Thanks, Katya.
Thank you, Aratam. Sorry, can I quickly ask? I feel like as staying here, and I don't know how true it is, that the experiences are becoming harder in a way, or I don't know if that's what I've been put through. It's harder to get, like, untangled. I don't know if that's the right word, but I don't know if that's just because the karmas are hard. I'm not too sure, but that's how it feels.
Yeah, well, there's two things, right? There is the world is heavier, there's more stuff, but it's also, you know, when you you're supposed to grow in power, and so things are, it's like weight, you know, you have to lift more weight and then you grow in power. So, and you struggle, there's this struggle basically, and to struggle to maybe see more clearly or to love more or to, you know, walk away and detach more or just, you know, whatever it is. So this has been going for a little bit for you, right?
Exactly,
it's been for a while. So what do you think is, if things are so difficult, and just maybe you're believing your entanglement so strongly? It's very real.
I think there is enjoyment in that.
Enjoyment.
And I think there is an attraction and enjoyment. That's what I'm being attracted to.
Yeah, because you're bored. Yeah, okay. Okay, so then when you see that, and that's normal, we all have this, let me just say this, we all have this because it's habit, it's familiar, and it's drama, and the ego likes drama, and it's that...
excitement.
Excitement, yeah, exactly, because being just yourself is extremely boring to the mind, and so you have to go through it's like being on a diet, so notice and just don't give into it, because you're going to exchange it's like exchanging fake jewelry for real jewelry. Right now you have fake jewelry. This excitement isn't real, but you want to have real jewelry. It has to become really from the treasures of your being, you know.
And that's what you said in MP3, that core is everything, really. And that was a big trigger, so,
Yeah, so you have
a bit I'm kind of aware of it, but the thing is I'm not. I'm that excitement, that's what pulled me into that. So, yeah, I just have to say no to that.
Yeah, or just say yes to it and keep being excited and see where that leads you. Maybe you need more pain.
And that's what I've done this time. I was like, okay, I'm going to just go into that excitement, and eventually something triggers, like, okay, what am I doing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that truth is really, isn't that thing that triggers that voice? What am I doing? Isn't that a powerful voice and feels so good?
It is. And I'm feeling much happier when I'm not in that excitement.
Yeah.
Happier, like more peaceful, different kind of happy, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. So go to that voice. Where's that voice coming from? Go down that road. Yeah?
I don't know. It feels like a true voice.
Yeah, I mean, the true voice. Exactly. I'll leave you with that. Just go into that true voice, and that's giving you, this is a great discovery. Find out what that really is. How does it feel to live from that? Everything else will pale, you know, compared to that. That's really discovering yourself is, you see, because we're going out into the world with excitement because we think that we're out there, but we're really more that inner self, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Linda in the rainy part of Vancouver. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hello, Aratima. I had a bit of a chuckle. Not of what you're going through, but I just saw, you're saying it's so much rain, but I just keep seeing that there's so much sun.
Like, oh, you got so much sun?
Are. Well, because
where I am.
The sun.
I know, so, I'm pretty bright, but this maybe I'm trying to dry off some of the wetness here. I don't know.
actually, it looks like it's clearing up a tad here. Anyway, great call. At the beginning meditation, it's interesting. I had to meditate with my eyes wide open because as soon as I closed my eyes, I was getting all these images. So I found I was clear if I could just keep my eyes open.
Yeah, I
agree with Shelley. My experiences lately has been just how subtle the ego is, the subtleties of it. Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to touch on what the conversation with you and Louise is, how the creativity part. So the creativity part, is that the way the soul plays? Mm-hmm. Or is there an aspect of God that comes through as creativity? Like,
well, both, when it's merged, right? When it's by itself, the soul plays, it's from ego. When it's merged with source, then it's a divine creativity, right? Expressing as you.
Oh, okay. I got it. Mm-hmm. Can I just sit with you for 30 seconds? Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thanks, Linda.
That was beautiful. Good. Thank you, Rakima.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. That was good, yeah. I have 44793. Is this Anya or who is that? 44793.
Yeah, hi, Rakima. This is Anya. Hi.
Hey there. Okay.
Hi. So I've been resonating with what Shelly was saying about the time and the confusion around that. And as she was talking about the migraine, for me, I've been experiencing a lot of emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
And there is so much, and I'm trying to go into it, use the tantric approach, and it seems like I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like a bubble inside of my being, and I cannot penetrate inside of that bubble. And I try to pull out, like detached, and I'm detaching, but I'm noticing that this pain, this kind of suffering is still there. And it's been really tough the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up and down, up and down. It's really up and down. So,
Is it up and down? Yeah, I'm just asking, is it really up and down? That's the experience, and your experience is very, very real. So there is an experience within you that goes up and down. It's very intense.
Yes.
Can you be at peace with that?
Part of me is at peace with it. Like, sometimes I'm so detached from it, like I'm observing this happening inside of me.
But then the other part is not. Yeah. So it's not 100%. So, and that little bit that isn't is going to keep it in place.
I'm curious, why can't I just go inside of, really merge with that pain?
Because there's a wall and you need to merge first with the wall. So you go step by step, you're trying to jump over something too quickly, but there's a wall, there's a resistance. So there's a resistance of feeling better. We can describe in different ways. So if you are okay and be tantric with this resistance itself, and you might know this resistance. When I just say this word resistance, you can probably feel it, right? Can you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is what you love or merge with first. You being okay with that, you can blend with it, you can breathe with it, you can acknowledge it, you're learning a little bit about a part of yourself that needs to go home or wants to go home. And there's a curiosity. What happened?
It's just this pain is so intensifying, and I'm like, I'm almost like surprised, like, who are you? Like, I want to say to this pain, like, what are you?
You can work like that in a healing way, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it to know it, you can draw it, you can write about it. That's definitely a way of doing shadow work, yeah, very creative. Mm-hmm. And notice the one that is in your mind, the Anya that needs to really understand everything. Do you know that one too?
Yeah. It's almost like I don't really want to don't need to understand it, but it's just the pain is so intense that it surprises me in a way.
So if it surprises you, then you have an idea of who you are, because only somebody that has an idea can be surprised. So let's see if we can let that also vanish and realize that you don't know yourself. You have no clue who you are. Can you go there? Can you be that fresh and new and realize, I don't know who I am really. I'm just living, breathing, having all these experiences. I don't know. I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrendered.
And at the same time, I feel that my soul have been feeling so tired, like exhausted, like on a soul level.
Are you working a lot with clients?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I feel that my being is processing so much, and I just like I'm reaching. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a karmic moment for you that because there is so much going on, you can ask spirit to say to slow it down. I need a break, slow it down. You can do that.
Okay.
Because when you think again in terms of sovereign beings that we are, and we process so much, and it's an automatic, it's like it's another karmic program, you could say, process a lot, do a lot, so you can clear that. Or not clear, almost like not play along with it anymore and just say, no, I can just, I'm okay to be happy and peaceful right now. I don't have to do anything to redeem myself or to get somewhere, you know. These are very deep worker programs mm-hmm. that are ancestral for you, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
hard work.
That's really resonates. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great question. I'm sure it helped a lot of people. I have, who's that here? 61450.
Hey, Aratima, it's me, Nadia.
Oh, hey, Nadia. Hi there. How are you?
Good. Good to be in the call. Very happy. I suppose it's just everyone's call's been wonderful. The dichotomy, kind of feeling, if we've chosen to be here, that we should be doing more, but what to do, and sometimes it's feels like just getting through every day is a bit tricky, but also, you know, maybe is it enough to just grow and concentrate on that? I feel I should be doing more to help, but I'm not really doing that much. And the idea that someone spoke about going home and that, whether we, you know, do we do that between existences or it's, you know, progressing still till we can do that? Sorry, there was a couple of things there.
I'm not sure if I understood everything, but was this a question of, like, going home, like, between lifetimes? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, so the first question was... feeling like I should be doing more.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. So there's a feeling, right? Then it's some energy inside you that drives you, and you're even noticing it. So all you have to do is to notice and not follow it.
Not follow it? Okay.
No. If you have this drive of like you should, don't just kind of like what's more true, what is really true for you, what is really true is first the awareness, right? You just, because you want to be free, to be awakened is to not have any of these weird constrictions and sufferings going on. They just, we are getting rid of them. We're unknotting everything, you know. We're like a, so don't follow that and just say no. Now, and you know, in the beginning when it's a little tricky and you're new to this, not following this, this, then you can just do the opposite. Just go lie on the couch and read a novel. And just don't do the dishes. Do nothing. You know, it's like an extreme, just to break a polarity to get out of that pattern.
I like that. I think it goes against what I think to do, but I still like it. And I get it better now. I get it better when you're looking at the observer and, you know, just, it makes sense with the other things that you've said,
Okay, good. And what was
the other
question?
I like how you clarify things. The other question was, speaking about going home, you do have this yearning to go home, be connected with God and just to be there. Does that happen like kind of between existences, lifetimes, or is it like everything's kind of building up to that life after life kind of thing?
Well, the yearning to go home is something you can do at any time, right? You can just sort of be still and go. Like that meditation is what we do, and or it was basically a form of going home, or just being. Normally, you will. I mean, if you have the yearning, that's already it's a grace. That's good karma, you could say. Not everybody has that, and most people are in this karmic, you know, wheel. Right now, we're at a time where, you know, more people are waking up to it because they're suffering so much. But you not necessarily, when you, let's say, between lifetimes, you not necessarily have a yearning to go home. It just, in fact, the opposite. We keep showing up in some form of incarnation, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what we're doing here is actually more unusual. It is more unusual, like to say, I really want to completely make myself sacred, like fully sacred. We call the word sacrifice, to fully sacrifice ourselves to the whole, and then live from that perspective, you know. And that is more rare. Majority of people will maybe say, I'm going to sacrifice my ego, and I want to just come from living as a more elevated soul, but I want to have still authority and sense of separation from source, you know, like, because it's more exciting, you know. So yeah, there's, I'm not sure what else to say about that, but I hope I answered your question.
No. You always clarify things, and I just get a lot out of, hearing you and, you know, everyone's calls and that. So thank you again so much, Aratuna.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so we have 33647. Hello.
Hello, Aratuna. It's Nadia from France.
Okay, hey, Nadia.
Hey. I'm going to try to explain, and then maybe you can sense a little bit what's going on when we sit together.
Okay.
Now I'm fine. The meditation, the call, everything helped me to center again and to settle. But lately I've been very agitated, especially these last days. I got the feeling that I'm clearing a lot of things still, and that I'm getting a sense of something light. I mean, in all the ways, like not as heavy and not as dark, like that I am something lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But this makes me very unstable. I mean, it's like my ego wants to hold on to things now to still identify with what used to be. And that makes me very like lost a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's a little bit like what Katya talked about, yeah. And that's normal. You are in a transition phase where you're discovering that it's opening up, right? Your work is having fruit, you're feeling lighter, you're realizing your spirit, and then suddenly this is going to trigger that part that is identified, you know, with the body, with the material world. It's like, but that's all I know, and it's comfortable, and that grounds me, and that gives me solidity. The ego needs to have a sense of boundaries and solidity. It doesn't understand to be free. It misunderstands it. And so we slowly, and it's a slow process, it doesn't go sudden, for most people it doesn't, where you're basically learning, I call it the levels. There are different levels to our multidimensionality, and it can be there. You're in a place of confusion right now, because what you know as the lightness is your ego is translating, applying it onto the physical world, and that's of course not accurate. You know, so we are light and boundless on a certain level, and on the physical we have a skin and a particular, our own home, our own car and all that stuff. So, and then there is this sort of in between state that is okay and is wise to know that how to sort all these things. So I want to just be quiet, and let me just sit with you for a moment and assist you non-verbally here. And then there's also the grief of letting go of things that seem so familiar. And at the same time, what comes forth is usually all the fears and ideas and the concepts of the unenlightened ego of what freedom means. Good. So what this lightness is now here for you is to, light is really awareness. So now that you can, I actually invite you to be more physical and more enjoy life even more because you have more awareness now. You have more permission to be here in the physical form, to show up even better and more, with more clear boundaries, with more self-esteem because it's safer now. It's illumined. The ego has more light. Do you follow me?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Be there, live really physically the life and not avoid it, but really be incarnated.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And you can trust to be, because you're bringing the light into this world now and it should shine out of your eyes. Look in the mirror. You shouldn't look like you're all gone and spaced out. There should be a shine, like the eyes look wet almost when there's a lot of light comes through you, and there's this bright like presence, and it's like you're radiating. So my invitation for you is to really let the light come in now and radiate through, and you don't have to worry, doing things right or wrong. The light knows.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, and I mute you here instead of myself. And I'm going to quickly have a look in the back here, and I have Reem. I know Reem wants to sit with me. And also Marilee. Okay, let's sit with you for a moment. So I'll start with Marilee. And Reem. And Kim Russell. Okay, and here we have, this is Danielle.
Hi, Rasima.
Hey.
This has been quite the call for me, lots of stuff going through the entire time. And I'm very thankful for the meditation that we did at the beginning. I feel like I was able to access a part of me that has been eluding me recently, so that was really great.
Great.
Yeah, on this call, I've been able to kind of see that part within me that's kind of beyond thought and just more presence.
Nice.
And, it's really been nice to be with that. And I'm like almost like I don't want the call to end because I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it again. Because it's kind of felt that way. But we had a lot of activity here. My sister and her boyfriend and their dog came to visit for a week, so I was kind of thrown out of my normal schedule and everything. But it was, of course, lovely to see them. But it's just, being in the energy around people, that you're so close to, and them seeing the world in a different way.
That's all part of the, I had this too, I had somebody here, right? It's like just different, right? It's like it kind of, I know it's kind of spice on the journey, right? And then I go back to the patterns.
Yeah. It was just interesting because it's not being forced on me, like the views, but it's almost like I could feel maybe just the way that they see the world and kind of taking that on.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did? You it's a form of like this group behavior that you know that's the thing that went around on Facebook yesterday where this you see a doctor's office and there's a woman coming in and there's this beep and everybody stands up when it beeps and sits back down in the waiting room, and after a while she does the same thing, and then she even does it when nobody's there, and how this group behaviors that are totally that because you want to belong. So, and that's the part that is really tricky, right? To notice that as you notice it, and then to not go along with the energy. You might on the surface still gracefully go and flow with the people, but on the inside, you're not going to take on that, those lower belief systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just kind of highlighted for me something that I've been becoming more and more aware of, is that I never really felt like I had a sense of like what I wanted. Like I didn't want things. For myself growing up, it's like I only had a direction of like an idea of what to want if like my sister wanted something, for example, right? So she wanted to wear a particular pair of pants, so then I decided I wanted to wear those, but it didn't really seem like, it's like I almost needed somebody else to say this is what you should want.
You notice that pattern. Yeah, you don't just notice it, and then you don't have to. And then maybe you kind of hover and kind of go shopping next time and just see what is it that I want.
Yeah.
Well, put your attention on that beautiful space and that openness that you discovered. Just be with that for a moment. The one that you think you can lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. My heart is very strong.
Yeah, I really feel like very supported by it now.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you go, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good. And we have Mariana here.
Good morning, Aratima.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about enlightenment, but maybe we could do it next time. Maybe I just sit with you this morning.
Okay. Is it a very complex question?
Well, it is. It's, I'm confused now. I had it at the beginning of the call, but now I'm just completely blown up, and I really...
Okay. Well, I don't want to leave you confused. If something forms itself, I'll sit with you, then we'll clear it up. So let's just sit for a moment.
Thank you.
There you go. Does something form itself?
Yeah, I want to cry.
Okay, that's good too, yes.
Oh my goodness. You felt that sublime, that beautiful primordial light, you know, that illumination. When you brought it through in the beginning, it was just, it's so tangible. And it just took me straight back to when I was a little girl. And it was my parents, you know, they just immigrated to New Zealand. And I remember I used to go to bed at night, and that was my safe place, you know. I was right back there as that little girl. I must have been 3 in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And so beautiful. That was my safe place. And,
yeah, you can be there all the time, right? You can always be in that all the time.
Yeah, and the same feeling is like when you were talking, I was doing yoga the whole time, and And then I would sit every now and then I felt like I was just in the deep, deep, deep sea, that ocean. You know, it's just that fathomless deepness. And so, mm-hmm. so beautiful. I've got, I can't form a question anymore.
It's okay. We'll just leave it at that. If something comes, you can just write it.
Yeah. I also wanted to say it's raining in Australia as well. It's been unheard of, unprecedented rain.
Lots of rain? Okay.
Yeah, so it's yeah, a lot of rain, a lot of water clearing away everywhere I am. So yeah, my thoughts are with you as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, thank you. All right, thanks, Mariana. I think the whole earth, everything is shifting now. I'm going to have Wynonna here. Wynonna?
Hi, Aratima. I think I was just kind of laughing, thinking Danielle got her wish about the endless call today.
Oh, yeah, right. It's already 119. Well, yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay.
A lot of questions have been answered through this call. And thank you. It's beautiful. I wanted to, still out of that, there's something still roiling up. And I feel like the combining this with the healing class, like there's really been a yearning, like you were talking about the yearning earlier, that has been really ignited within me right now, and the yearning to just be. And my meditations are beautiful, and I'm feeling, well, I'm just experiencing life in a whole different perception. Like a whole shift has happened, and seeing things, I think, for what they are and what they're not. And out of that also has come, and I think this is where the confusion comes in. You were talking about, you know, being in, having people interrupt, so coming in and staying with you, or for me it's like with the closing of the house and, you know, what's going on in the world and all that, you know, like it's almost like an interrupt this time, and I'm experiencing a lot of impatience around that and a lot of frustration and anger, like I just I know and I see that it's not real, and I see that my consciousness has this habit of going into it could be perceived as like I'm being pulled out, but I know I'm not being pulled out, like into the experience. And I'm just curious, like how to integrate the experiences within myself so that I'm not separating anymore. I don't know how to say it. Like I feel like I'm not separating, and yet there's this irritation of anything that comes up that isn't about love, you know, that or isn't about God.
A judgment, right? That you're making a separation between God and the world. So it's just a polarity, it's a program you're still running. One is better than the other. But just you noticing, is fine, and realizing, oh, okay, that's a program that's already helping. And then because you already have light there, now you're realizing, noticing that it's going to be more difficult for it to kind of keep going.
Yeah, I do find a lot, like I'm finding there's quite a bit of Shakti moving too, and I'm finding that it's almost when, say, I had a surge of frustration last night and anger towards something that had to be done, and it was late, but it was like, I wasn't really part of it, and it just moved through the body. The Shakti just went out, and then it was done.
Yeah, right? That's totally fine. Yeah, so and that's sort of the when we have enough non-judgment in us, and we're really that present, then lots of things can move through, and behaviors or responses. They're like burping or something. They just clear out. Yeah, it's true, right? It's in the body, it's in the cells, and it's in our soul, and it's just releasing, it's just expanding, and then we're not feeding it and making it like a constant pattern, repeating it because, you know, we like it, you know, so.
So is it like then, it just kind of hit me then that as long as there's no attachment to the feeling, like the experience of the feeling.
That's right.
Then it really does, because I feel like it doesn't matter what it is that's happening in that moment.
That's right.
It's just, but there's this feeling that comes up that has nothing to do with even what's happening.
That's right. Exactly. It's like I said to Angela when she was here before she awakened, I said, you just kind of, you know how the people across the street just walk by, have nothing to do with you? Everything that moves through you has nothing to do with you.
The experiences of whether it's feelings or people or whatever, I guess, right? Like just there's no division between that anymore.
That's right. Yeah. And that's when you really step in, starting to touch the freedom and the non-identification. And that needs to be really lived. It will begin to live through you. And then it gets really exciting because you're noticing what freedom is. Yeah. It's like, oh, everybody around you is, you're going to notice there. You will see how caught up people are. When you can be that free, you can see people be so caught up with everything. And it appears almost like, you know, when we all had little children, how they get so upset about the silliest things that is not silly to them. But we know from the bigger perspective, silly is not important. So we have love and compassion for everybody around us. We also know that it's ignorant. It's lack of light.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely been having those experiences quite a bit of just seeing the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing, there shouldn't be any attachment to the seeing, then you just, your attention begins to move more and more inward to seeing who you are, you know, you're resting on awareness itself, and now you're just busy living. You begin to just live, because you're not so busy judging and sorting and polarizing anymore, you're just busy living. And the more your attention is resting on yourself, you know, where attention goes, energy flows, you begin to live more and life springs forth from within you. You become a life-giving well. It comes, life comes through you, and you're busy with that instead of anything else.
Oh, thank you. No words.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Okay, we have everybody. I know Mari has her hand up one more time, but I think it's probably a mistake. Mari, you were having a hand up there. I think that's probably just by accident.
Yes. I got confused.
No problem.
Say no or hi.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Thanks. Okay, wow, we've almost been like 2 hours here. That's crazy. Like, no, again, no time. Let's just take a deep breath here and just be here with... just trust that, you know, everything that was said was just luminous and light. Okay, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Have a wonderful Sunday, and thanks for being here today. All right, bye, bye.
The moderator has left the conference.